It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are going to be under a flash flood watch starting at 2 this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon, as the Washington area is expected to get several inches of rain. WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says what's worrisome about this storm is what it has done elsewhere.
It's had a history, at least where this energy is coming from, producing some pretty nasty flooding. I don't want to go catastrophic, but I don't know if you've seen the video out of Kansas City and even on through parts of south-central Missouri. Some pretty bad flooding.
The heaviest of our rainfall is expected overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Jeb Stuart High School in Falls Church is going to be getting a new name.
The motion passes.
Concluding a two-year debate over the school's name, the Fairfax County School Board voted late last night to drop the name Jeb Stuart. What the new name will be is still up in the air. That process will begin in the fall with the new name to be in place by fall of 2019. Senate Republicans won't be able to pull the plug on Obamacare after a vote overnight on the so-called skinny repeal.
The Republican Party's seven-year effort to repeal Obamacare collapsing after a dramatic Senate floor vote that dragged on into the early morning.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
In the end, it was Senator John McCain who cast the decisive final no vote, citing fellow Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who voiced their disapproval on every measure voted on this week.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Maryland Democratic Congressman John Delaney reportedly plans to give up his seat in the House rather than seek re-election, but not to run for governor, as some had speculated. Reports in the Washington Post and Baltimore Sun are that Delaney may run for president. Maryland regulators have reinspected a ride in Ocean City that was made by the same company that built that ride that broke apart Wednesday night at the Ohio State Fair. Brooks Trimper is operations manager at Trimper's Rides in Ocean City.
It's not the same exact ride at all. It's just the same manufacturer. It has a similar motion. They're both pendulum rides that are swinging you. The ride that had an incident that we were very sorry to hear about. We have a ride that is a smaller version. Our ride only has 16 seats.
The manufacturer of that ride involved in the Ohio accident has recommended that other users of that particular ride shut it down until the investigation is complete. A Prince George's County police officer will be sentenced today for second-degree assault.
In May, Juan Hernandez was found guilty of hitting a suspect with his police cruiser last year during a chase. The suspect wasn't injured, but Prince George's County State's Attorney spokesperson John Erzin says
the jury in this case felt that Officer Hernandez had definitely gone beyond a reasonable use of force.
He faces a maximum of 10 years in prison.
Officer Hernandez's guidelines are likely to be much lower than that.
Because he doesn't have a prior criminal record, and second-degree assault is a misdemeanor. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,797, the Nasdaq at 6,382. Sports, the Nats crush the Brewers. The O's are idle. They're in Texas tonight. WMDA, the Mystics host Connecticut tonight. And the Ravens are said to be interested in signing Colin Kaepernick. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really, unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Are you tired of feeling insecure about those stretch marks that just won't go away? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, proud to introduce Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. Yes, even the ones you've had for years where nothing else worked. Novara uses brand new intense slim technology, caffeine, hyaluronic acid, and the world-famous Chamonix proprietary base to target the tightness, tone, moisture, and even the very color of cellulite and stretch marks. And yes, Novara works for men and women. Yeah, guys, you have this problem sometimes. It's time to get your confidence back on the beach, around friends, and most importantly, in your own mirror. You're a couple weeks away from having no stretch marks or cellulite in sight, guaranteed, or your money back. Call now. Try Novara risk-free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll get the new Novara Ultra Sculpting Cream, especially for firming skin on your belly and thighs. New amazing science from Chamonix, absolutely risk-free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZuraResDC.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, enjoying the Friday morning commute mostly around the region. In fact, the Beltway lighter than normal. Wilson Bridge backups only hanging really near 210. Stop and go to the bridge span out of Maryland. Nothing out of Virginia. That's wide open ride for you. But Virginia 66, that's where we've been struggling a bit going westbound off of the Beltway out toward 123. Tractor trailer crash cleanup continues. Two left lanes get by. So 66 West, get ready. If you're coming off the Beltway, it's an unusual backup to get out toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks as you pass the incident at 123. Fairfax Police at the intersection at Braddock Road at 123 Ox Road. That's out near George Mason University, out near University Mall. A lot of activity in that intersection. We had a car that overturned. So again, that's Braddock Road and 123. 270, let's take that trip out of the Frederick area down through Gaithersburg and the Beltway. Great. Light volume, no incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time rain coming, flash flooding possible. Flash flood watch 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon. Showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east. Most of our rain starts coming in this afternoon through this evening and tonight. And some storms may even be severe. We're at 83 today. Gusty winds accompanied by heavy rainfall. And then that heavy rain will continue tonight, on again, off again. 2-3 inches of rain, maybe more in some spots. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of only 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Chantilly, 70 in Gaithersburg, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Three Republicans joined with Democrats to send the Obamacare repeal attempt to defeat. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL.
You're scaring people, Mary.
Oh, Lord, I am so sorry. You know why? Because it's Friday. Coming up at 7:35, I was ahead of myself, is Representative Steve King to join us to talk about all things Washington. At 8:05, it's Elizabeth Schultz from the Fairfax County School Board to talk about the renaming of Jeb Stuart High School. At 8:15, it's AB Starter from Real Clear Politics. And at 8:35, it's Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walters, sitting alongside the new co-host of Mornings on the Mall, Vince Connie.
Grazie, grazie. Very happy to be here. Officially now. It's a lot of fun.
It's been unofficial for quite some time.
Let's dive into it. It's true, but now it's official. It's official. Let's dive into the big story of the day for this community, which is that Jeb Stuart High School, the Fairfax County School Board, voted last night. They're changing the name. They voted to change the name. This, you know, Jeb Stuart, of course, a Confederate general. This has been hotly debated now, it seems like, going on 2 years. And it finally came to fruition last night that a Fairfax County School Board vote led to a name change. Right now, the idea is that they want to consider changing the name to Stuart High School. But they're going to move into a process where they actually determine what the next name is this fall. And by the start of the 2019 school year, they will have a new name at Jeb Stuart High. So this has, of course, been a subject of a lot of fascination and debate in this community. Certainly, the community surrounding Jeb Stuart High School, given they were surveyed several times, we're told, and over, the community said, keep the name. Just keep it. Would you mind? Would you mind just not meddling with the name of the school? Because we like it. It's fine. Well, there was some disagreement in the Fairfax County School Board, and that vote came down last night. I think we actually have audio of what it sounded like when they took the vote last night and came to that conclusion. No, we don't? Okay. Well, we'll get to it. It's somewhere in our system, I promise you. So these guys voted last night. So what do you make of it? 888-630-9625. Are you in favor of the name change? Are you happy with the state of affairs? Or are you upset with the Fairfax County School Board? And now that the name change is coming, what do you think the name should be? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Here's the audio from last night.
All those in favor of the motion as stated, it is Evans, Palchik, McElveen, Corbett Sanders, Moon, Hines. Those opposed, Wilson, Ms. Schultz. Those abstaining, Ms. McElveen, Ms. McLaughlin, sorry, and Ms. Corbett. Ms. Derenick-Kopex, thank you. The motion passes.
Some applause in the room last night.
There are so many fun names that we could rename the school, and we could start petitions to rename it. You know, I think Mike McKay said Stonewall Jackson High. You could have so much fun with this. Pick some obscure Southern general or advocate or something that no one knows anything about, and they'll be like, yeah, let's name it that. And you could come up with a whole fake biography with it. This is just ridiculous. This is just, again, political correctness run amok. And there are so many, as we know, with their 20-some-odd other schools that are named after Southern generals or Southern iconic figures. And we're just going to rename all of them. This is going to cost millions and millions and millions of dollars if we go down that path. And there isn't a school district in this country that isn't claiming they don't have enough money. They don't have enough funds. So let's spend over $1 million to change the name of a high school, because that no one wants changed. That sounds like a good use of taxpayer money, doesn't it? It's ridiculous.
Right now, they're considering changing it to just simply Stewart High School, which I'm not sure how that exactly accomplishes a name change, considering same person. It was opened in 1959. It was originally named by the school board in 1958. So let's get some of your reactions this morning. First up, let's go to Mike in Sunshine. Good morning, Mike. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you, Vince. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
When does this end? When does this insanity end? If owning slaves is as immoral as fighting for the South, I could argue that it's more immoral. When are we going to tear down the Washington Monument? When are we going to change the name? When are we going to tear down the Jefferson Memorial? Those were slave owners. And as far as a name, this is political correctness, cultural Marxism. So let's call it Karl Marx High School. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And it seems to me that many times when these debates come up, you might have a nuanced position on the Civil War, and you might be, you know, obviously against the Confederacy or whatever. But the people who often go after these monuments and these name changes are the same people who would prefer to teach that American history is an evil history, that American history is one of just disgusting atrocities. And that hyperventilation, that over-the-top reaction to everything, Thomas Jefferson is evil, George Washington was evil, is often the same person who's looking to tear down Confederate monuments or change the names of Confederate schools. And as a result, leads a lot of people like myself to go, whoa, let's pause for a second before the crazy person is running everything. I don't want that. Let's see, Brian and Alexandria. Good morning, Brian. You're an alumnus of Jeb Stuart High School. What are you making of this morning?
Class of 76, and I supported the name change. You know, your first caller and others like him just need to take a breath and sit back. This is not changing history. This is not rewriting anything. This is one high school that was named in 1958. Had
yes.
very little to do with Jeb Stuart, that had a very slight connection to this area, if anything. And it was named more as a statement about segregation than it was, or school desegregation than it was anything to support or to honor Jeb Stuart, again, who had very little connection to this area.
So, Brian, if this settles out to just be simply Stuart High School, which I guess it's already colloquially called Stuart High School.
The other day, I've been, again, I was definitely in support of the name change. Again, I have Stuart High School T-shirts in my closet.
Yes.
I've got Stuart mugs in my, left over from, homecoming things. So, it's not like I hated my school. I just, it's had almost a 60-year run with the name. That's been fine. It's time for a change. This is not rewriting history. I hate when people say, you're rewriting history, or your first caller started going down a litany of all these other things. Let's take down No, we're not talking about all of that. We're talking about one high school that was named in 1958 as a stick in the eye to the desegregation movement at the time. It had nothing to do with honoring Jeb Stuart, please. So this is fine with me. They've put out some other alternatives for possible name changes.
Yes.
The Stuart thing, I'm still mulling that over. I'm not really crazy about that. I liked the idea that came up, a year or so ago, Thurgood Marshall, who lived, in Lake Barcroft, right, a mile from the school. Certainly a lot more with his legacy and something to be named after him than Jeb Stuart ever contributed to society. So, but
Brian,
there's already another Marshall.
Brian, very quickly, they're estimating it's going to cost over $1 million. Who pays for that?
I'm sure that money can be raised in that, when you figure you spread out, the last names lasted almost 60 years. You take whatever the cost of the name is for the next year, amateurize it out. That's a pennies in a.
Okay, so when the next time the school district complains that they don't have enough money and they're asking parents to buy more school supplies to donate to the teachers, we could just say, I would love to do that, but got to change the name of the school instead. That seems like a really great use of funds. That's where you lose me on this.
That some people have on this. It's the cost.
All right, we'll find out. Are you okay with this? It happened last night. They're going to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School, but they don't know what they're going to change it to. But they're going to do it, and they're going to do it really soon. 7:15 on WMAL. It's time to check WMAL roadways, traffic, and weather. And we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. I've seen worse for the rush hours. In fact, the Virginia Beltway looks good. Just a brief delay in Annandale. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, sluggish through Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge near 210. And that's about it for the Beltway. Now, 66 westbound. And talking about this, tractor-trailer accident cleanup continues. If you like gummy bears, this is right up your alley. Tractor-trailer was carrying gummy bears. 66 westbound at 123. Looks like the last of the VDOT trucks in the main lines moving along and picking up the cones. Still see some activity, though, along the service roadway there at 123. So off the Beltway, still watch for those delays. 66 west, 123 eastbound. No delay at the scene there. And to please watch in the intersection, Braddock Road and 123 over near George Mason University. Still with crash cleanup. Two cars. Major a collision there. So we're waiting for two tow trucks to come to the scene, and both vehicles are back on its wheels. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Jamie, did you say gummy bears are all over 66?
Well, the gummy bears really didn't come out of the truck, so that's actually better. If you like gummy bears, you can get them.
It'd be the most adorable accident ever if that was the case.
Thank you, Jamie. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. Flash flood watch is in effect from 2 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. Today, we'll have scattered thunderstorms this morning, mostly cloudy during the afternoon, and then the heavy thunderstorms start to move in. A few storms may be severe, a high of 83, chance of rain 80%, with rainfall near an inch. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely, though rainfall will be locally heavy at times with a low of 69 degrees. Chance of rain 90% with 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected. Localized flooding is also possible. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm possible in the morning. Then it starts to clear up with occasional rain showers in the afternoon. A high of 72. Chance of rain only 40% tomorrow. And then Sunday, once again, the best day of the weekend. Abundant sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 7:18 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Jeb Stuart High School, Fairfax County School Board voting yesterday. They're changing the name. Supporters of keeping the name had argued that it would cost over $1 million to make that change. So a statement from the board released last night, quote, in the spirit of compromise and in recognition of the need to minimize costs as well as the desire for continuity by alumni, staff request that the Stuart community consider Stuart High School as the new name, simply Stuart High School. I'm trying to get your reaction today to what you think of the change. Let's go to Alex in Fredericksburg. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Excellent, sir.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't they name it after Margaret Sanger? Let's see him try to defend her connections to the KKK.
There you go. Just a eugenicist to make her the front for
exactly.
High school.
They're trying to replace the name of Jeb High School because of his connections to the Confederacy. Let's see him name it after a neoliberal icon who had heavy involvement with the KKK. I'd love to see them try to defend that.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. My problem, as I said earlier, is the amount of money that it's going to take to do this, especially in light of the people who graduated, who are parents of children who are still there, and the students saying, we don't want to change the name. Those are the people who I think should have the say in this, and that should be the final deciders, not somebody from outside the school. The people who are there. And we've decided we're just going to ignore all that, and we're going to change the name anyway.
Well, then let's check in with Dr. Rick. He's in Silver Spring.
Yay.
Dr. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Absolutely. You know, aside from the ridiculous cost, is the fact that, you know, this shows how well-representative government does not work. They did not listen to the people several times over, and it's just getting very frustrating to have elected officials ignoring what people want.
Yeah, I mean, how could you survey the community over and over? They say they don't want it, and then the school board is like, "Eh, we'll persist anyway."
Absolutely, and to one thing that I saw someone say when they were tearing down these statues, they're talking about tearing down a statue in New Orleans, where they just did, and someone said, "On the upside, they are taking down statues of Democrats."
Yeah.
so there is a silver lining in all of this. They were going to take the name of a Democrat off of a school. So
yeah, I mean, some people find victories where they can.
Exactly.
Let's go to Scott in Southern Maryland. Good morning, Scott. Mornings on the Mall welcomes you. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, you know, this whole name change controversy, what problem is it trying to solve? Is this going to better somebody's life? The way I understand that school to be run is it's a model of diversity and inclusion and a highly functioning school with that name. I really don't understand what $1 million, what problem that's going to solve.
Yeah, a lot of people, the people who are against this often argue, you know, my kid should be proud of the place that he's going. He should have some honor from the person that it's named after. And I look at things like that, and the one thing that jumps out to me is, like, they're already starting to be, like, Barack Obama middle schools. And my sense is, like, if my kid goes to Obama middle school, and I don't happen to be a fan of Obama, I'm not going to be all that upset about the school's name. I'll just be like, okay, yeah, my kid goes to Obama middle school. It's not, you don't have to love the guy in order to attend the institution. It's really about going to school, getting educated.
And you may not agree with everything that he represents or everything that he did, but that doesn't mean you have the right to demand that it be changed.
All right, 7:22 now on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Have you been thinking about refreshing your home? Well, if you're looking for quality flooring without the hassle and you want it at a reasonable price, let me tell you, you're going to love 50 Floor, but you have to listen up because this offer is ending in 3 days. Now, the great part about this is you give them a call, you go to their webpage, they're going to send a knowledgeable consultant to come to your home. When you schedule, so it's on your schedule, they'll help you find the perfect flooring. They bring samples with them, so you get to see how the samples look in your home with your lighting and your colors and your furniture and cabinets. They'll make recommendations for the best products to fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and your budget. Installation, not a hassle. 50 Floor comes and they move all of your furniture for you. Now, through the end of July, 3 more days, you're going to get 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. All you have to do is schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com, but you have to do it today. Now, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and you use the promo code WMAL, they'll give you an additional $100 discount. That's $100 off in addition to 60% savings, but only during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com.
It's the model year-end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year-end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year-end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For
for well-qualified buyers. Up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD. $8,500 cash back. $500 MMAC cash and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:25 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Couple of our tricky spots this morning. First, Virginia. Fairfax police still with the crash at the intersection out near George Mason University, Braddock Road, and 123. If you're heading westbound Braddock Road, that feels the effect mostly trying to get through that intersection. Please watch for police to direct. Have two cars waiting for a tow truck there. 66 westbound. That's where we had the tractor-trailer incident. Tractor-trailer hauling gummy bears. Cleanup continues. So, we have an unusual backup coming off of the Beltway, going west on 66 out toward 123. Still have that activity along the right side. Eastbound 66, you're fine. Lighter than normal out of Manassas up through to the Beltway. And overall, it's been a pretty decent commute around the Beltway. 270 light as you come out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Love that. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And joining us right now for a live update, Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. Hey, Ray, what's going to happen today? What can we expect?
Now, increasing coverage on the rain and the heavier rainfall coming in this afternoon and most likely through tonight. Now, we're talking about the heaviest rain to near 1 to 2 inches coming overnight tonight with a flood watch in effect. And that flood watch means flooding's possible as the rain starts picking up west-east. We might see a few showers this morning, but I think it's going to be later this afternoon on into the nighttime hours tonight when low pressure wraps up and starts kicking up a northeast wind that the heaviest of the rain comes, and the rain will taper off to showers by tomorrow, and I think we'll be in better shape by tomorrow afternoon. But I think the window is going to be after 2 o'clock this afternoon through the overnight tonight in the first few hours of tomorrow morning with a heavy rain, maybe some gusty winds with some of these thunderstorms coming through. So the rain will come pretty quickly too in a short period of time as the thunderstorms mix in, as we got this area of low pressure a little bit unusual for this time of year to wrap up and then eventually head off to the east.
Ray, can you talk about how this is going to impact the commute home tonight?
Should be pretty messy. It's going to be a slow roll, high-speed wipers, low-speed travel for most of us when we run into the pockets of showers and thunderstorms, especially the second half of the commute and into your Friday evening plans if you are going to be heading out. And certainly, if you know the areas that are prone to flooding, usually in these heavy rain events, turn around, don't drown, do not cross water-covered roadways. You can see examples on our cable network, not only around Kansas City, but also in northern Alabama. We've seen cars getting washed away by some of the flood waters, and this has the potential, maybe not to bring that much rainfall, but it has had the potential to cover up some roadways in some of those normally those areas that are normally prone to flooding and heavy rain events.
Well, thank you so much, Ray. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you so much. Okay. We appreciate it. 76 degrees in our nation's capital at 728 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single, pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over 3 decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training, and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Coming up on WNAL, we'll be speaking with Representative Stephen King to get his take on everything that is going on in this crazy town. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. We are going to be under a flash flood watch starting this afternoon at 2 o'clock, right on through tomorrow afternoon. Forecasters are tracking what some are calling a nor'easter, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
It's nothing that's going to cause much in the way of wind damage, if any at all, but it'll have that circulation and that northeast wind that, you know, you could probably throw the nor'easter term around. I know we've been talking about it here at the Weather Channel, kind of calling it like a summer, a nor'easter. But the impact, no matter what we call it, is still the same.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Fairfax County School Board members have voted to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School. A new name has not yet been chosen, but under the measure the board passed last night, ending a two-year debate, the new name will be in place no later than the start of the school year in fall of 2019. The Senate has dealt another setback to Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare.
The official tally came shortly after 1:30 Friday morning.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to. The amendment is not agreed to.
The so-called skinny repeal bill failed in the Senate. All eyes were on Senator John McCain. Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins also voted against the measure, killing it. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer called this a solemn moment and a chance to start over. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Maryland Democratic Congressman John Delaney is reportedly not going to seek re-election, but may instead toss his hat into the race for president in 2020. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,797, the Nasdaq at 6,382. Sports, a record-tying home run show propels the Nationals to a blowout win over Milwaukee. The O's had the night off. WNBA, the Mystics host Connecticut tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I feel sorry for the people who have to work in those big box and department stores where they sell everything from appliances to computers to fertilizer. How are they supposed to know everything about everything they sell? They can't. That's where Bray and Scarf comes in. We only sell appliances, so we know everything there is to know about them. Our staff undergoes extensive manufacturer training to help you choose from the area's best selection of top names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, all for some amazingly low prices. So get real answers at Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is coming up August 4th through 6th, and Bray and Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax, or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of Bray and Scarf's Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 ARM requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Today. You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good
day. At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, commuters on Route 32. Boy, we're bunched up each direction here, essentially between I-95 and Route 1. Crash affects each direction of Route 32. You might want to try to avoid that area north of 175 through Jessup or 216 towards your destination. But again, Route 32, especially going on the eastbound side, slows before 95. Over toward Route 1, eastbound in the delays as well. Other hang-up spot this morning, it's been a tough struggle here on the 66 stretch westbound, leaving the Beltway out to 123. Accident activity continues. Cleanup from the earlier tractor-trailer incident, and now it looks like eastbound right in that direction. We may have a report of a new accident, so just be alert. Eastbound had been delay-free out of Manassas toward the Beltway. Fairfax Police with the crash, Braddock Road at 123 Ox Road. Right in the intersection, you can get by, but very slowly. Watch, we still have a lot of activity there. And a heads up on the Maryland Beltway. New development where we had light volume. We now have a crash in Greenbelt Inner Loop as you approach the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and the Outer Loop incident reported near University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain picks up in intensity and coverage, a rare event for this time of year. Flash flood watch 2 o'clock this afternoon until Saturday afternoon as showers, thunderstorms become more likely through the day. Heavy rainfall, a couple of inches of rain in spots. Some may get more through tonight and at least a part of tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Vienna, 71 in Damascus, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
All right, 737 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz will join us to discuss the Jeb Stuart High School name change vote. They voted yesterday to change that name, and she'll have a reaction. A.B. Stoddard joins us at 8:15, and then Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel at 8:35. My name's Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Representative Steve King. You know him. He's a member of the House Committee on the Judiciary and chairman of the Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice. He's a very, very busy man. He's going to give us all the scoop of everything that is happening inside Washington. Representative King, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having me on this morning.
We're glad, so glad to have you here. Very quickly, there's so much to talk about. Just want to get a quick opinion from you on John McCain joining Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski in rejecting the skinny repeal of Obamacare this morning.
Well, of course, that's a big disappointment. And, you know, when he came back to the floor and voted to proceed with the debate, I didn't expect that this was going to happen. And when you get down to that close where you've got that kind of support, and I look at that proposal, that skinny proposal, which didn't please me a great deal. It was awfully, awfully skinny, and there wasn't much in there for us. But in spite of that, you know, we voted against it, and we had Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. All of them would have seemed to me to have more of a reason to vote no than John McCain did. But that's his vote. He's a senator, and his vote is as sovereign as anybody else's. So now we've got to really pick up a lot of pieces and come back to the drawing boards and figure out what to do. The president's remarks about let this melt down and then fix it right. I'll see how that one works, but it's going to be a tough row ahead if we don't get Obamacare fixed. It has imploded. It is a disaster, and millions of people are suffering unnecessarily because the Senate can't get a bill out that's workable.
I want to move on to something that your committee, the Judiciary Committee, is up to, which is to say that Republicans are now calling on a second special counsel to be appointed in order to investigate things like Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, James Comey. Could you give us some more detail this morning on what you're calling for?
Well, yes, and some of this we debated pretty heavily in the Judiciary Committee and hammered that thing out. But it is this, that when you look at the effort on Democrats, it's been going on now for half a year, or more than half a year, pointing their finger and saying that the Russians and Republicans are the reason that Hillary is not president. And I look at the lack of evidence that they have. They continue to dig and throw out allegations. Much of the news that's come out has been false on that. But the reality of what did happen with the investigation of Hillary Clinton in particular, that reality, if you just take it on its face, it looks like it's more than collusion. And I would just go down through the list, as I did in Judiciary Committee, that you go back to Anthony Weiner's 650,000 emails. And we had James Comey come forward first and say, there's stuff here we have to look at. Then he came back and said, well, we ran a fast software search. There was nothing new in 650,000 emails. We're supposed to take his word for that. His summary of what would be an excellent professional summary of what would be the prosecution of Hillary Clinton for the violations of our National Security Act. At least two of them look to be violated. And when he went through that 15 minutes, that was convincing. But that was July 5th of 2016. And then at the last couple of sentences, it was, but we can't prove intent. Therefore, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. There's no requirement to prove intent. You can go on with this. The meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, and piece after piece of what took place, surely looks far, far more suspicious than anything that went on, potentially alleged went on, between Russians and maybe Trump operatives.
The President of the United States has expressed dissatisfaction that there's no evidence of a Hillary investigation of any kind, of any purpose. Why is it that right now we are undergoing, with two branches of government controlled by Republicans and both houses, it seems like to many conservatives, they're wondering, why are we spending so much time on a Russia investigation and not having the kind of investigation that you're calling for? Is there no appetite among other Republicans for this?
Well, there isn't a lot of appetite, and I can tell you why. I don't have a lot of appetite to do this. I've told our leadership that to deliver justice for the American people, we should get to the bottom of the full investigation of Hillary. It looks like she was served up a pass between some combination of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch and James Comey and probably others. But it looks like she was served up a pass for that. And the president had said that she'd suffered enough. He seemed to be willing to let it drift into the rearview mirror. I'd like to move forward on an agenda of repealing Obamacare, for example, tax reform, build the wall.
Right.
I didn't want to spend this year grinding through investigations. But if Democrats insist on investigating, then it seems to me that they've essentially declared an investigative war of political attrition. And if that's the case, the evidence is on the side in favoring Republicans, and they essentially have brought a knife to a gunfight.
Right. So would you frame this up as this is a political necessity now that the investigation has gone this far, that you need to have a counter investigation against Democrats?
I would frame it in this way, that maybe I think it's being forced that way because of Democrats' relentless push, but there's justice that needs to be served. We've just been reluctant to serve it because we wanted to move forward with an agenda. Now it looks like we're going to have to dig in and deliver justice.
If you start an investigation of this nature, chances are, especially given James Comey's statement that he specifically leaked memos in an effort to get a special counsel appointed, who is Robert Mueller, who is reportedly close to James Comey, it's entirely possible that a second special counsel will all of a sudden be investigating the first special counsel. I mean, it seems like this investigation could freeze up the first, no?
Well, It's possible. That's not really the intent, but
yeah,
it's possible that that would be the case. And I don't know how you would avoid that, but the relationship between Robert Mueller and James Comey, as you said, is very tight.
Have you heard from the Justice Department at all yet? Have you gotten any indication that this will actually come to fruition?
Not on that topic, I haven't. And I think the only place that I would have real confidence of the department is if I'd had a direct conversation with Jeff Sessions, who is in El Salvador today and I think tomorrow. And I want to say he is a stellar individual. He lives and breathes the Constitution, the rule of law, and he has a noble sense of duty.
Yes.
And so if you get Jeff Sessions to the point where he believes that it is his duty as a general to see to it this is followed through on, he will do so out of sense of duty, no matter what the price might be to him.
Last question, yes or no. Will you be meeting with Jeff Sessions on this?
Well, I hope to be, although I don't have any plans.
Okay. Then.
And, we send some messages through the media, too. So maybe we're talking to him right now. Who knows, Vince?
All right. Well, maybe you can hear us in El Salvador on WMAL.com. Thanks so much, Steve King. Congressman, I appreciate that. And you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you very much, Vince and Mary.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. A little bit busy now, especially on the Maryland Beltway. We have two accidents. Let's first start in toward Greenbelt on the Interloop stretch, right as you pass the exit for 201 Kenilworth Avenue. That's where we have a crash along the right side. Now, you can get to the exit for 201 Kenilworth Avenue. That's right before the crash, but you need to keep alert. Everyone's trying to get over to the left side. Delays coming off of I-95 out of Calverton. So that all 95 delay is focused to that crash at Kenilworth Avenue before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, on the outer loop side, Silver Spring, after you pass New Hampshire Avenue, right over the Northwest Branch before University Boulevard incident, and then the volume beyond that extends over toward Georgia Avenue. Route 32, oh boy, hang on here. We are jammed each direction. The crash is on Route 32 eastbound, essentially between I-95 and Route 1. Looks like we probably have at least a lane blocked in the westbound direction because each direction of 32 hung up. So plan ahead, maybe plan for your alternates because that's going to take you extra time for sure. Now, Virginia, Braddock Road, Fairfax Police are with a crash in the intersection of Braddock Road at 123 out near George Mason University. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain picks up in intensity and coverage, a rare event for this time of year. West Flood Watch, 2 o'clock this afternoon until Saturday afternoon, as showers, thunderstorms become more likely through the day. Heavy rainfall, a couple of inches of rain in spots. Some may get more through tonight and at least a part of tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very
Anthony Scaramucci, Scaramucci, making a lot of news last night. He had an interview with The New Yorker that he doesn't appear to have known was an interview. He called Ryan Lizza two nights ago to complain about a leak that ended up in The New Yorker related to a dinner at the White House. And he said, how do you know this? How do you know this? Who leaked it to you? Tell me now, or I'm going to start firing the whole entire White House. I'm not exaggerating. That was basically where he was. Then he started accusing Reince Priebus of being the guy in the interview. So Ryan Lizza is frantically writing down every one of these notes, and or recording it, by the way, and decided to publish it the following day around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And that, of course, changed the news cycle. I'll read some of the quotes. They're spicy, and they're also flagrant, so I can't read you everything. Reince is an expletive paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac, Anthony Scaramucci says, communications director who happens to work with Reince Priebus. He channeled Priebus as well. Oh, Bill Shine is coming in. Let me leak the expletive thing and see if I can expletive these people the way I expletive Scaramucci for 6 months. That's the voice of Reince Priebus coming out of Anthony Scaramucci as portrayed by me just now on the radio. Meanwhile, he also went after Steve Bannon, saying he's not in this for media attention, says Scaramucci. Like Bannon, he says, quote, I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to expletive my own expletive, Scaramucci said, according to The New Yorker. I'm not trying to build my own brand off the expletive strength of the president. I'm here to serve the country. So some shooting from within the tent happening yesterday. Anthony Scaramucci eventually coming onto Twitter and saying, I sometimes use colorful language. I will refrain in this arena, but not give up the passionate fight for real Donald Trump's agenda. I made a mistake in trusting a reporter. It won't happen again.
When I was reading this, I just started laughing because between this and some of the other things he has tweeted out and has said, I thought immediately, this is almost a caricature. Do you know what I mean? Well, like it's almost like he has come in to play a character and he's a stock actor from somewhere. It's really not Anthony Scaramucci, but it's someone who looks like him. And are we absolutely being played at this point?
I don't know, but we need stability first. I think the country needs a positive direction. I think there's a lot of Trump supporters who want his agenda to be executed well, and they don't want disorder and chaos ruling the day. And right now, Trump's lieutenants seem to be at war with one another. Hopefully, it comes to some meaningful resolution very quickly.
7:50 on WMAL.
I love recommending my realtor and friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Dave and Sarah's home was listed with some other agent for over 200 days with no luck. Debbie and Sarah took over, and not only did they get it sold fast, but they sold it for $7,500 over the asking price. Looks like they made the right choice when they called the Reynolds team. Don't fool yourself. Not all real estate agents or the service they provide are created equal. Debbie and Sarah sell their homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more on average than the typical agent. Even better, if they can't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation three times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has three major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jackie DeAngelis at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning to you. Futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street as well. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes closing lower yesterday. Today, investors are still hoping that President Trump's promised corporate tax cuts will go through, even though healthcare reform has stalled. American Airlines said it had a jump in revenue per passenger per seat. It made more money on flyers than any of the big four airlines in the second quarter. Dow component Merck just reported quarterly results that beat forecasts as demand jumped for its key cancer drug, Keytruda. Amazon.com is a stock to watch today. It reported results yesterday that missed expectations by a mile. It had lower profit because of soaring costs as it invests in video and hires people. Starbucks issuing a little warning about the current quarter, and shares are lower in pre-market trading. New movies out include Sony's The MJoy Movie and Focus Features' Atomic Blonde. I'm Jackie DeAngelis, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting a little bit hectic, Maryland Beltway leaving College Park and into Greenbelt. The crash is on the inner loop just as you pass 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Now you will be able to make that exit to Kenilworth Avenue prior to the crash, but then everyone needs to get to the left side. If you're heading outer loop past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the rubbernecking slowing through that stretch, and as a result on 95 almost back to 212. To merge onto that inner loop. Outer loop of the Beltway, looks like we have the delays now. Just after New Hampshire Avenue, past Colesville Road, minor incident along the way. Please tell me they cleared that. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash is northbound, north of Powder Mill Road, before 197. Route 32, you need to listen carefully. It is jammed solid each direction. The crash happened on the eastbound side of 32 between I-95 and Route 1. We have the left lane block. Probably the westbound side is affected as well. So watch for those delays. And 66 going west off the Beltway, slowing out to 123. Crash cleanup continues in the right lane. Update is sponsored by UPSJobs.com. And UPS Freight is seeking full-time city drivers and part-time dock workers in Landover. City drivers must have CDLA. Apply at UPSJobs.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the rain coming later this afternoon and as we head on through tonight. So as we go through the day, increasing chances of scattered showers, thunderstorms. This afternoon's commute most likely slow. Flash flood watch in effect. 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon with more rain heavy tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it's 78 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do some of the rooms in your home feel like a sauna in the summer? EnergyStar.gov reports that a standard double pane window allows approximately 75% of the sun's heat into your home. That sounds miserable. Thompson Creek Windows can reduce the solar heat gain coming in through windows to keep you comfortable all summer long and reduce your cooling bills. That sounds better to me. Mary Walter here, and you'll love what Thompson Creek Windows will do for your home. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and are completely accountable to you. And listen up, homeowners. Here's something that you don't want to miss. For the first time ever, save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's thompsoncreek.com. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
if you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Oh, A.B. Stoddard's going to stop by the program. We're going to talk to her about what happened with that health care vote last night and what she thinks are the chances of another Obamacare repeal ever coming.